Sunday Meditation, February 2nd, 1997. Today has to do with how we deal with what we perceive as negativity in our daily round of activities, whether this be from a truly negative person who would like to control us or from people who are thoughtlessly negative, and from situations and experiences we have where we perceive negativity, what is the best way for us as those who wish to serve others to deal with negativity, a negative person or a negative situation, or maybe even a negative thought in our own being in our daily round of activities.
We are those of the principle known to you as Kuo. And we greet you each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We thank you for this privilege of being called to your circle of seeking. We thank each of you for the seeking, the desire, and the persistence that has brought you to this place at this time. We thank you because you have blessed us with the ability to serve in the way in which we have hoped to serve by being within your Earth's spheres at this time. To be able to share our opinions and our thoughts is all that we could ever hope to do. We have been limited and will continue to be limited by those who offer us their service as channels. And so, when there is a group and a channel and we are able to be among you, to enter into your sense experiences, to feel and sense anew the courage and the stamina that it takes to seek by faith alone, we just are overcome with appreciation, and we thank each one of you for all that you have endured in order to be able to seek and to hope and to wish to live in faith. For that is what we come to suggest to people, is simply that there is a center to that life which does not end. There is heart to the truth. And that center and that heart is love. Love is a pale and useless word almost, because your peoples have used it in so many, many ways. We use it in the sense of unconditional and freely given love. The loving that persists when there is no return, when there is no obvious reason to continue to love. This is the love in whose vibration we come, and in whose vibration you each have also come into incarnation, because all that there is love. The raw material of your universe is love interacting with light in order to produce energy fields. Each of you is an energy nexus, a complex of vibrations and fields of energy. And this complex of vibrations is as your name or your signature. We do not need to know the names that you are called by in order to recognize each soul. For as you come to us, as you sit in meditation, you are as the song that is sung or the painting that is before the eye. Every detail, every nuance, so beautifully collected, we are aware of how rattled and how chaotic you find your own selves. The heavy illusion in which you now enjoy living is specifically designed to promote confusion and being lost and at sea and unable to order the universe by means of your intellect. This is what your illusion is supposed to do, to pull you off that intellectually safe balance point from which you may carefully judge and logically grade all incoming sense data, thereby ensuring that your universe shall continue to be as you logically have set it up to be. The Creator, wishing to aid in developing each spark of love in each unique way, is delighted to offer each entity those confusions and difficulties and losses and limitations which shall involve the seeker in learning those lessons to do with love and loving, for which you took incarnation. For each of you here has personal work to do. Each of you came to incarnation carefully choosing your relationships, your gifts of personality and character, and aiming that self within incarnation at the kind of life and the kind of learning which you and your higher self felt would be the most helpful use of your incarnation. For this time in physical incarnation is rare and valuable. The opportunity to live by faith alone is given only to the density in which you are now enjoying the experience of living. So, as you ask the question about dealing with those entities which come into the experience with seeming negative service to offer, our first comment, shall we say, is to move back to that beginning of all things, which is love. The one original thought, that logos, that is love itself, that love that is the all-self, the Creator. It is well to move back always to one's basis for being. To be sure the feet are standing upon solid metaphysical ground, starting with unconditional love is always correct and accurate as a mental or logical beginning. Now, as sparks of that original love, each of you has, through many incarnations, distorted in various ways this original vibration. And each of you basically yearns to more and more closely approach the original vibration, which is unconditional love. So in that sense, each of you is seeking to become the creator, seeking to be lost completely in unconditional love. This thirst and hunger that you have to become closer to the source and the ending of all things is that thirst and hunger that the awakened spirit feels. Once you have awakened to your spiritual identity, you cannot go back to sleep. You have to see your life and your priorities from that point on in a way which deals with the fact that you are now on a journey whose end you do not know, whose next steps you may not know. And you are on this journey with nothing more than your hopes, your dreams, and some companions along the way. So as you interact with the people about you, it is well again and again to move back into the awareness of self as a vibration of metaphysical self, as that self which overshadows the illusion and the problems and concerns of that illusion. Whatever the day-to-day actions, behaviors, and thoughts concerning dealing with negatively oriented entities, it is well always to come back to the remembrance of who and what you truly are. For in realizing more and more fully your own nature, you are becoming more and more aware of the nature of those about you. Many are the entities in your world that prefer to gaze upon the self with different priorities. Those priorities may seem very negative. In actuality, most entities upon your planet are neither very positive nor very negative, but rather are in a gravity well in between those two polarities, neither working hard enough to serve others to polarize towards that path, or working hard enough to gather power and control over others to progress along the polarization towards the negative path. The great temptation for one who is seeking to serve is to forget that all other entities in your creation are identical to you, in that both of you are of the one great original thought. No matter how deep the imperfections of that entity may seem, the basic nature of that entity is specifically congruent with your own, for each is perfect. The distortions are apparent in the illusion. All those who go through incarnation in third density distort the vibration of infinite love. The one you know as Jesus distorted this love. It is impossible to live and experience a lifetime in third density without distorting appreciably that original vibration. It is for developing these distortions that you came to this experience. From the level of soul to soul, then, whether you are gazing upon someone you feel is acting in a petty way, or you find someone being critical in a small way, or you find someone being righteously indignant, or you find someone willing to massacre thousands, no matter how widely distributed along apparent diversity the souls that you meet are, each of them is an image of you. Each of them tells you something about who you are, including that dark side that entities may not wish to explore. And so the question of what to do with this entity from that soul level becomes less than difficult, in that from that level, each entity is to be loved as you love yourself. To love the Creator, to love the self, and to love others as the self. These are very simple suggestions. And from that soul level, they are fairly comprehensive instructions. Now, it is often not on the soul level from which entities wish to move. And when one leaves that safe ground, shall we say, metaphysically speaking, of loving on the soul level unconditionally, the ground becomes rapidly much less simple. And the terrain can be very puzzling. And so if one does not wish simply to express love or to feel love for another or to move lovingly without disturbing another, one then has to take some responsibility to look at the self, to look at the gifts of the self, to look at the lessons that you feel that you are working on as a seeking entity, to see, as this instrument would say, where you're coming from. Are you objecting to this entity from a red ray point of view? Do you find the negative actions of this entity to threaten yourself or someone else or people in general? Are you coming to the question, how do I deal with this entity, from an orange ray energy, where you do not know how to relate to this one entity? That you feel you have to make a connection with as an individual? Or are you coming to dealing with this entity from the standpoint of a person being in a group, that is, using the yellow ray energy? Or are you coming to this person from the open heart? Or from that level of communication? Or even from that indigo ray energy of working consciousness? All of these levels of connection with other entities have their own best ways of expressing. And I think that it aids the entity to grasp exactly where the energy is moving from and where you would hope that it would go to. Once that you have fairly well become satisfied with your own self-knowledge of why this entity has singled, why we correct this instrument, why you have singled this entity out to practice on, shall we say, then you can look at the gifts that you have. Do they include more nonverbal or more verbal skills? Is your gift more in the lines of praying for an entity or speaking with an entity? The gifts that one has are important. It is well to think, when you are seeking the highest and best way, that you can be with someone else. It is very helpful to know what you have that might be of service. So often, the gifts that one has, if used well, create a life experience that is utterly different than that entity who, gazing at its gifts, chooses instead to move in a way, in living, in working, in relationships, that is logically or mentally thought out and makes good sense, but may not be a comfortable habitation for that eternal creature that you are. Let us think now in terms of what that entity that is acting negatively would wish of you. For in giving service to others, entities find themselves in very confusing waters. Perhaps the most common mistake that positively oriented seekers make is the mistake of feeling that they know what another entity needs. Indeed, it is the work of some patience to come to that place where you are willing to wait until you are asked in order to attempt to be of service. This sounds very simple, but it is very difficult to remember when you feel you have something to say that will help another. When this feeling hits, there is this urge to share. And we do not say that this is wrong. We simply say that it may not be service to others. For what entities desire, they shall ask for. And it is when that other entity asks that that precious gift of service may then be shared. In truth, we do not feel that there is one way for all people to treat all people. For if each entity were perfectly in harmony with each other entity, this would not be third density. Before the matter is investigated, it would seem obvious that the better that each entity treats each other entity, the more harmonious and beautiful the experience of living. And yet, the collisions that occur when we correct this instrument, when intimacy is sought either with the self or with others, are not harmonious. And from the standpoint of each individual within the illusion of mortality, of space and time, it simply seems impossible that one will ever know enough. And one comes to the conclusion that one does not know much at all. And when one has this occur, when one comes to this realization, it is a great gift, because the great mistakes are made by those who think they know exactly what to do. And there is great healing in the awareness that not only do you not know, but that you are not supposed to know, and that you are not here to know the right thing. Rather, you are here to experience and to learn and to share the essence of yourself with the planet that you came to love and serve. And this is not that which is spoken. This is not that which begins with working with another entity. This is that which begins with breathing in and breathing out. Here is your vocation. In the living, in the being, in the breathing, in being where you are, with your senses alert and your heart open. Paying attention to that moment that is the only such moment that you shall ever have. So again and again, one comes back to the fact that in the illusion you must follow your gifts, know yourself as well as possible, and then share the self as honestly, as lovingly, and as much in accordance with those gifts that you have as possible. In this you shall again and again fail. You shall find that you have said what you would not say. You shall find that you allow moments to go by when you wished that you had said something but could not find the courage. See all of this, if you can, and when you can, as nothing more than the grist for the mill, as the one known as Ram Dass has said. And when you perceive negativity, see yourself and say to yourself, I am that also. For each has that dark side that is so shiningly mirrored for you. And if you see this again and again, then that gives one pause for thought. Why have I invited this? Why did I feel I needed this rasp roughing up the surface of my life? What does this image of myself tell me that I need to know? For you are that self. And the appropriate emotion is always love. When inappropriate emotions are felt, however, we cannot say that it is wrong to express those feelings which may sound negative. For it may be your gift to that person to take away the mask and give that entity another way to think about the negativity of what that person is doing. There is no one way to relate. You must simply toss upon the waters those actions and those words that you would most want to be shared. And know that each word that you say and each action that you do is not what it seems, and that the ripples from each action and each word will become confused and will tangle into other actions and other energies that you have set in motion. There is an art to becoming clear enough within the self that the self becomes almost transparent. The art in this is that when the self becomes enough transparent, then the self does not any longer relate so much to the mirror images that come within one's view. If that dark side of self is seen clearly enough already, then the emotions arising in response to that negative person coming into your purview is perhaps a small disturbance, an awareness of disharmony. Perhaps not even that. The more work that you do in knowing, forgiving, and accepting yourself, the less work you shall have to do vis-a-vis other selves. And the more powerfully you defend, understand, and respect that dark side of yourself, the less you shall have to defend against the dark side of others. Each within the group has had experiences with negative energy, had run-ins and painful times with disharmonious entities. And each has that sense of wishing to make it all better. And you may do precisely that at any moment that you choose, by stepping back into the remembrance of the one great original thought. You are attempting nothing more and nothing less than vibrating in the original vibration that is your true nature. The rest is details. May you enjoy the details of your life, knowing them to be temporary does not make one less fond and appreciative of the opportunity to live and love and seek in a world in which by faith alone can one find one's way. May you love as you are loved. May you love each other, care for each other, pray for each other, carry each other's burdens, tell the truth to each other, and bring each other home. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and light. We are those of Akua.
And greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
We were talking before the meeting about how positive channels seem to go awry. And I was just wondering if there's anything you wanted to add to all that discussion.
I am Kuo, and I am aware of your query, my sister. We find that you have covered those external appearances and experiences which groups such as this group have suffered in the loss of their original contact and its replacement with sources of information that are perhaps other than desired. The only further comment that we would make would be that those who have the honor and the responsibility of serving as instruments for contact such as ourselves would do well to examine carefully the qualities and responsibilities of such an instrument. The exploration of this service is that which is often not undertaken by those which seek to serve as instruments. It is too often the case that entities are so overwhelmed with the experience that they seek only to continue as they have previously in their efforts at being instruments and channels for information. Whereas it is most helpful for each entity serving as an instrument to become aware of the necessity for preparing the self for this work, not only in the daily round of activities and in the type of standard, shall we say, of excellence that one wishes to keep for the self, but in the actual performance of the service. That is to say, in the tuning of one's own internal mechanism, shall we say. The setting of the desires of the self, of a personal nature, aside for this time of service. And the exercising of the attuning, as we find it has been described by this group. The setting of the internal radio dial, if we may use this analogy, to the highest source that one can stably maintain. The ability to discriminate between spirits or contacts is also a quality and an exercise which is well undertaken by all who would serve as instruments. For it is indeed a crowded universe, and many are those spirits that would seek access to an instrument that they may speak and do as they will, with or without regard for the welfare of the instrument or the group to which they speak. Thus, one wishing to serve as instrument must needs this instrument. That it is necessary that those who seek to serve as instruments find that quality within the self. That is the foundation stone upon which they stand in the discrimination of instrument. We correct this instrument. in the discrimination between contacts. It is well for the one serving as instrument to find that quality for which it lives and for which it would die if necessary. And in the name of that quality or entity or concept, challenge those contacts that wish to speak through it, that they be asked if they come in the name of, and for this instrument in particular, the Christ consciousness, for others perhaps Jesus the Christ, for others perhaps the quality of love, of service to others, and so forth. When those who wish to serve as instruments have mastered the ability to tune the self and to challenge those entities who wish to speak through its instrument, then we feel that the one serving as instrument has prepared itself well and is then able to enter into this service in a fashion which can be sustained and in a fashion which may truly be of service to others. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
I am Kuo, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yeah, hi, Kuo. With respect to the exercises of discriminating between contacts, in preparing yourself to be an instrument, how are you supposed to practice discriminating between contacts? I understand the concept there, but can you make some recommendations on how one might practice it?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. The practice of the discrimination between contacts is undertaken best when in the presence of an experienced instrument that will work with you on a periodic basis so that it is able to assist you in this discrimination in its initial stages. With practice, then, you will find the ability to do this yourself. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes, Kuo, just one more along the same subject. except I have forgotten what it was. I understand that you've got a lot of things, so I'll ask you that later.
We are those of Kuo, and we thank you for your query, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
On the same subject, you say it's best to work with someone to learn the discrimination. Are you speaking of someone in the physical vehicle or someone from time space?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. For the vast majority of entities within your third density illusion that would wish to offer themselves as instruments, we would very strongly suggest that entities work with the teachers within the third density who themselves are instruments and who are willing to work with those who wish to learn this service. Is there a further query, my sister? I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Time for one last one? I bet you anything, Kuo would just love to have a message from you. I'm pretty sure she's scraping the ground as far as her spirits.
I am those of Kuo, and am aware of your request, my sister. Though it is somewhat difficult to speak to an entity that is not present within this circle of seeking and who has not herself requested a speaking for her. We are aware that this entity, and others as well, suffers its own form of anguish in its current experience. To all those who feel the suffering and the difficult circumstances, we would ask that each take a time during the daily round of activities each day and to sit in meditation, releasing all the fears, the doubts, the worries of the day, letting these fall aside for this moment, and within this moment seek the presence of the one infinite creator. Rest therein for as long as one is able, and feel the unity once again with all that is. Feel the center once again to the self. Feel the feet upon firm metaphysical ground. Feel again the hand of the one creator moving within the life pattern. Feel once again the love and light of this one creator coursing through one's being. Feel those special touches of heart to heart that are available in these times of seeking the One. Rest in this nourishing flow of experience. And when it feels appropriate, move once again into your third density illusion. Feel the quiet and peace of the meditative state, moving with you and ever available as a resource within as one moves in this daily round of activities that brings the challenges, the catalyst, the opportunity to use that which one knows in the heart, the opportunities to love where it does not seem love would go, to bring light to those who move in a darkness, to become as a beacon, one who gives the love and light of the one creator to all those about one. In such situations, many are the doubts, the shadows, and the fears that will fall by the wayside as one continues to seek the inspiration of the One Creator in daily meditation. We would remind each that all that lies before you, you have placed there for a purpose that is of a service to others orientation. There is light in each doubtful situation. There is love in each fear-filled heart that can erase the fear and remove the doubt. It is not an easy journey, nor would you wish it so, for there is much to be gained by bringing love and light where there is darkness and doubt. We wish each seeker a good journey through this illusion, for there are many side roads and temptations that can distract, confuse, and fill with fear. But there is always the love and light of the One Creator available to each within one's own heart. Never could it be closer. There seek to find the nourishment that will carry each of you through the days that await upon your journey of seeking the One Creator. May we speak to any further query at this time?
I understand that. the dreams that we experience have a purpose and meaning, but if one is unable to be consciously aware of the dreams in the waking state, are there ways, exercises that one can do to make these more enlightening, to be able to remember?
I am cool and am aware of your query, my sister. The subconscious portions of each entity's mind are filled with the patterns of the incarnative experience and send various portions of these lessons and experience to the conscious mind in the form of the dream, that there might be a dialogue with the conscious entity seeking to uncover the treasures of the subconscious mind. In order to be able to work with these dream images, it is well for the conscious seeker to send a message to the subconscious mind that it is ready to work upon those messages given in dreams. This may be done by reminding the self before each bedtime to attempt to remember one dream this night to further reinforce this desire by placing next to the bed the appropriate instruments for recording the dream whenever one is able to remember, whether it be shortly after the dream or upon waking in the morning. It is through the constant repetition to the self, to the subconscious mind, that one wishes to work with these dreams, that the subconscious mind will become convinced that the conscious seeker is sincere and serious in this desire, and will then begin to release to the conscious mind dreams which will be able to be remembered. Thus, it is a matter of setting up a dialogue with the subconscious mind and expressing one's sincerity to continue this dialogue by the continued repetition of remembering the recording devices, whether they be the tape recorder, the pencil, the pad, the flashlight, or whatever. In this repetition, then, lies the building of a bridge betwixt the conscious and subconscious portion of one's own mind. Is there a further query, my sister? I am quiet, and we thank you once again, my sister. Is there a final query at this time? And we would answer in the affirmative, for when one wishes to work upon the experiences and services of an instrument. One is indeed working in the time-space portion of the magical or metaphysical self, as you have called it. Thus, when one is able to see the concerns of the day, label them as they are, see them put in there a box, see the box set aside, then one is entering into that portion of the unmanifested self, which is frequently called the magical personality, or by some, the higher self. Thus, one is also, with this work, establishing this bridge that we spoke of previously. This bridge being a bridge betwixt the space-time illusion in which you find yourself now working, and the time-space, a portion of this illusion, in which one works as a metaphysical personality. Is there a further query, my brother?
Is it well to work on that particular discipline, individual meditation?
I am well, and feel that we grasp your query, we would ask you to re-question if we have not grasped its completeness. If one works in the meditative state to set aside the waking consciousness and its concerns in order to establish a contact with the magical personality in order to serve as an instrument, it is well that this be done only in a circle of seeking such as this one, so that the new instrument has the experience and the protection of the experienced instrument and the circle of seeking as well. An individual doing this work alone would be unable to make the initial discriminations necessary to serve in a stable fashion for positive contacts. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you.
I am well, and again we thank you, my brother. And at this time, we would thank each once again for inviting our presence to your circle of seeking this day. As always, is a great honor and privilege for us to be invited and to join you here, for in this joining of our vibrations with yours, we are able to partake for the moment in the intensity, the variety, and the vividness of your illusion, and are able to serve in our own humble way by offering the opinions and experiences that we have found helpful in our own journey of seeking. We would, however, advise each to constantly use one's own inner discrimination to determine those words which we have spoken which are of value to you and those which are not. We ask you to leave behind any word or concept that does not ring true to yourself. If it does not ring true, it is not useful at this time, no matter how much it may shine. We are those of Quo, and we leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
As the light goes back to its source that we've gathered in this group, let us hold in the light those people that we would like some kind of healing for, who have asked to be on our list. Could be, first of all, for sure. Myself and my various ex-employees. Scott, Ethel, Pam, Judy. Athena, Spider Rainbow, Walter, Fairy, Dean Family, Curtain Family, the Flavor Family. Any requests?
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
Here we go.